In less than half a standard hour, an Imperial medical transport cut through the smoke and flame and other Imperial ships that filled the sky to set down in a cloud of dust on the large processional outside the Jedi Temple. The two pilots, visible through the transperisteel of the cockpit, saluted Malgus. A belly door slid open, and two men in the gray and blue of the Imperial Medical Corps hustled down the ramp. Both carried cases of supplies and instruments, and both had the soft physiques of men who, despite their warrior training, had not seen hard work in some time. Bipedal medical droids, their polished silver bodies reflecting the fires burning in the cityscape, walked behind them, each pulling a treatment cart with a tri-level gurney behind it. Malgus rose and approached them. The doctor's eyes widened at his appearance. His scarred mien alarmed most, and they gave crisp salutes.
There are several wounded within. The Twi'lek female is my servant. Care for her as you would me.
An alien, my lord? Asked the older of the two men, his jowls dotted with a day's growth of gray beard.
As I'm sure you know, Imperial medical facilities in theater are restricted.
Malgus took a step toward him, and the doctor's mouth snapped shut.
Care for her as you would me. Do you understand?
Yes, my lord,
the doctor said, and the medical team hurried past. More explosions rocked the urban landscape. A bomb struck a power station, and an enormous flare of plasma jetted half a kilometer into the sky. A flight of ISF interceptors, notable for their bent wings, streaked over the temple. The Sith around him cheered. Alina emerged from the temple, her mouth tight with pain. The doctor trailed after her, worry creasing his brow.
Please, mistress,
the doctor said, eyeing Malgus with terror.
Please.
Alina's eyes widened as she took in the scale of the bombardment, the destruction. Malgus stepped before her.
Go with the doctors. There's an Imperial medical ship steadfast in orbit with the rest of the cruiser fleet. Await me there. I will come when I am finished here.
I do not require care, master.
Do as I command,
he said, though his voice was not harsh. She swallowed, smiled, and nodded.
Thank you, my lord,
the doctor said to Malgus.
Come, mistress.
He took Alina gently by the arm and escorted her aboard the transport, while bombs fell and the Republic died. After the medical team had triaged and loaded the wounded, the Sith loaded their own dead aboard. The bodies would be taken to Dromund Kaas or Korriban for proper rites. Malgus wished Adras had been among them.